right, fire away.
How nice is the look out there and see Champ Bailey on one side, Tracy Porter on the other?
It's great to have those guys out there. Obviously, it's a good group, working hard right now. Champ in particular, 11 Pro Bowls. I mean, you see why, because of the way, attention to detail, works hard every day, helps the young guys out, but more importantly, does it right himself.
Jake, Wolf was, he missed the offseason because of his graduating class. How do you think he's caught up a little bit here in the first season?
Well, he's doing well. He's hard working. He's a guy that's got a great motor. He's playing catch up, as far as mentally, what is he doing? But he's doing it full speed, so that part I appreciate. The one thing that can happen for young guys is sometimes they tend to want to be perfect, and then they're thinking a lot and they're making a lot of mistakes, and they're playing slow. He's not doing that. He's playing fast, playing hard. He's a rugged guy. I think we saw some examples yesterday in particular where, as a sub rusher inside, he's got some real slipperiness, got some ability to finish on the quarterback. We saw that in him. And then outside, he's real rugged on the edge. It's hard to run at him or near him. So, the things we were looking for when we selected him appear to be traits that he's going to provide for us.
What is your impressions of Jason Hunter?
I love Jason. Jason is a rugged defensive lineman. That's what we're looking for with our defensive line. He plays with great temperament. Toughness, attitude, every day he brings it with passion. I haven't seen him yet not be ramped up and ready to play hard and tough. And so that's why he's running with the ones right now. He's kind of played his way into that spot. We're going to play the guys that, are the most dependable, the toughest, the most physical up front, and he's being all that right now for us.
Which player first caught your eye on defense here when you came here this last season?
Which player first caught my eye? I don't know. I'd probably say Champ in terms of who my eye looked for first. But, great player. Obviously, Von Miller's a young player with a lot of talent that has yet to really, he's kind of scratching the surface right now. I mean, he could be phenomenal. He just needs to continue to work. So those two guys right off the top are two guys that, have some star ability. And I think Champ's leadership and the way he approaches his work every day, I think that's a good example for Vaughn and everybody else here.
You saw Peyton a lot when you were in Jacksonville. What do you see from him out here that makes you believe that he's the Peyton of old or will be the Peyton of old?
I'm not really looking to be convinced. He was a thorn in my side when I was in Jacksonville. I'm happy he's on my side now. he's just very good. I mean, he's one of the better quarterbacks to ever play. He's got tremendous command of everything he's doing with the offense, and he's very demanding of guys around him, which is awesome. And, it's really excellent work for our defense to be stressed every day with the premier quarterback approaching his job the way he does. It stresses us every day to be better and to be at our best, and if we're not, he makes you pay. So, from that part, I guess I'd say I appreciate that I'm on his side.
Coach, do you need something out of Robert Ayers you haven't seen yet?
Just need him like everybody here. We're looking for certain mentality, certain approach every day, consistently applying yourself. Kind of the way I was just praising Jason Hunter. More of that. But Robert's got talent. He's working hard. He's probably working harder than he has in a while. And so we'll just continue to let camp play out and let things sort themselves out. But at this point, a week into it, Jason's had a stronger start to camp, that's all.
Coach, what have you learned the last few days since they've been in pads? You've been waiting to see the last few months, you finally got to see it.
Well, I think, we show flashes of being capable up front of doing the things that we want to be able to do here. We don't want to have to blitz to stop the run, and we're showing signs of being able to play technique and whip people and fit it and know what we're doing and how we're doing it and do it with a lot of attitude. So that's kind of what you learn in pads. Other than that, the leveraging and the tackling of our back end, that's so important to reduce offensive explosive plays, reduce and minimize those plays that can get out and get big on you, keep them shrunk up in that cap it at 5, cap it at 6 yard deal instead of letting it pop through for 20 and 30. Those kinds of things lead to points, and we're trying to reduce all that. And then our pass rush, you get a real look at really your pass rush ability when you're in pads. A lot of guys look good in shorts running around, and it kind of evens up a little bit for the O-line once the pads get on. And so you really have to work your technique, and so we get a lot of that good work.
With Saturday's practice at the stadium, what are you looking to get out of that?
It's like a dry run at a game almost, you know. Not as many reps maybe. I think we'll end up with close to 40 snaps. So not quite a full game. You know, defensively you'll get 60, 65, 70 snaps in a game. But we'll work everybody. We'll have our coaches in the booth. You know, we'll work substitution, you know, from the sideline, which we try to work quite a bit out here. But really, and then seeing how guys respond when the lights are on, you know, when it's simulated a little closer to an actual ball game, some guys respond better than others. And so we want to see how the group responds, how individuals respond. We're still working on ourselves, you know, Broncos on Broncos, not game planning involved or anything like that. But just want to see the guys compete and let it sort itself out. We've got a lot of decisions to make on this football team, and that'll be one part in that process.
Time for one last one for Coach. Jeff, where were you calling game?
No, I'm on the sideline. Yeah. I've been on the sideline my whole career. I spent one miserable year in Baltimore in the booth, and it's the worst year of my life. So I've been on the field all my life. I see it on the field. I like to feel it. I like to feel and be able to look in guys' eyes on the sideline. That's just where I'm comfortable calling the game. So I've got eyes up top that report to me and give me the information I need, and so that's how I've always approached it. But hopefully that answers it. All right, Patrick. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.